Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
This episode of the Golf Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Bet $50 at Win and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app or visit WynNBet.com and start winning today. And we're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold, hard cash with their over-under game. Just head over to Sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group. And Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's Sleeper.com/SGP. And of course, don't forget to go download the SGPN app. You're home for all of our free picks and podcasts. All right. Welcome back, D-Gens. It's your boy, Boston Capper, with the God of Golf himself, Steve Shermer, for the DFS. Oh, no, wrong night. We're doing the betting show tonight for the Colonial, Steve. That's what we're doing.
I was going to ask you, want to start the recording over or do we just power through?
Nah, we're just going to.
Yeah, at this point, we're just riffing, so yeah, we're going to power through. Audience, we mess up the beginning of the show. We'll try to do better.
It's a somber day. We're here to talk about golf, but I don't know. My head's a little fucked up with four kids and everything that happened in Texas, so we'll do what we can to try to take the mind off it, but, you know, fucking sucks, man.
Yeah, let's do what makes you happiest, talking about losing bets.
That's right. Let's go.
Yeah. So, all right.
There'll be a lot of those this week.
Yeah. Well, speaking of losing bets, why don't we talk about Big Short, which has been awful lately. It's been like short Netflix from like 2011 to like 2018.
It finally paid off, though.
What? Last week it didn't.
Last year it did. Like when it.
Last year. After someone probably like quintupled down. Probably got 40% of their losses back, but no.
Exactly.
So, all right. So, why don't we rewind the clock? Big Short 2 weeks ago or three Homa. Weeks ago was Homa. That was very embarrassing. Which I am profiting
on. Yeah, exactly.
Which in turn, I think the golf gambling universe didn't really like that. And I lost almost every single bet to Byron Nelson. there's that. And the Byron Nelson, it wasn't awful. I said Scheffler finished outside the top 20, and he finished like 15th.
Yeah, whatever. That's fine.
Last week, I am on record for saying JT was my least favorite golfer about $10,000 range, and he won the major. And again, I profited off of that.
Oh, man, it's going to be bad weeks for you then coming up.
You got to fade all my picks this week. So you know what? I'm just going to go back. Maybe I was being too cute. Maybe I was putting the pressure like, all right, I got to pick like a really popular guy, try to be different.
Yeah.
Just going to go back to my roots, just something I just don't understand.
Okay.
I don't understand why Daniel Berger is getting ownership this week. I really don't. Like, even if you look at his history at Colonial, other than his win, which was the COVID year, by the way, which is a bizarre year, which was everybody was coming in cold.
Yep.
Like, who the hell knows how that really, like, was that even a real thing? Like, I don't even know. Like, other than that, let me pull up his actual Colonial history. It's not that good. So he has a win, he has a T20, a T53, and a cut. Like, this isn't like a guy who's churning out, like, regardless of form, top 20s, top 15s, top 10s, over and over and over.
Yeah.
And I'm still seeing double-digit ownership on him.
He's going to be chalky.
When you have, like, good players around him, like Sungjae, like Finau, Gooch, Fleetwood, even Fleetwood's curse, like, there's a lot of good options around him in DFS, and you're going with a guy that's done absolutely nothing in 3 months, that other than a win, hasn't done much of this golf course, that statistically is trending downward. I don't get it. So I'm going to say he finishes outside the top 40 this week.
Love it.
Just continuing the chain.
Let's go. Love it.
Yeah. All right. Do you have any big shorts just looking at ownership?
So as far as the ownership goes, I mean, we're talking
like
about
anything you don't understand, like low or high or anything.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess you kind of explained to me why Smotherman is as big as he is, because you said he's Mayo's boy. So that makes sense. I'm with you with Berger. I don't get it, which makes me terrified, right? Like, I mean, what am I seeing that, you know, 15 to 18% of people aren't seeing? But yeah, I don't like Berger this week. I think it's cute that Scheffler's not getting any ownership. I feel like that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, and like just auto fading the PGA guys and plus Scheffler.
Yeah.
I don't get it either.
Yeah, it's fucking weird, man. Like I get why you're fading Will Z. Like maybe you think he's, you know, not gonna play well after another playoff loss. Like I can see either side of the argument on that. I can argue on both sides. But yeah, I would think Scheffler not getting any ownership. And then I'm with you with Berger. And I know Webb's your boy, but listen, fucking one good Saturday and all of a sudden he's back. No, thank you.
He had a good Thursday.
I disregard the Thursday.
You know what? You live in your own truth, buddy.
That's right, buddy. How about Billy Ho at 15% again? Fucking always with Billy Ho.
Yeah, we'll talk about him tonight. He'll make an appearance. All right, why don't we take our first break and then we'll start getting to our betting card.
All right, sounds good, man. Listen, you guys got to make sure you guys go get down on the Win Bet $50 to win $200 promotion, where a $50 bet qualifies you for up to $200 in free bets. Plus, the Win Bet Casino is offering 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. All users can receive a $20 free bet when they win, lose, or push a three-leg or longer. Build your own bet parlay between Thursday and Saturday. Players can take advantage of the offer on the NBA playoffs. And don't forget, the match is coming to the Win, and you can bet it on Win Bet. The GOAT and Aaron Rodgers are minus 200 favorites over the babies of the AFC, Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes at plus 165. I know I'll be laying the juice. There is so much to choose from, and all you have to do is download the WinBet app or visit WynNBet.com and go get started today. The offer is subject to change. Terms and conditions at WynNBet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
All right. Let's talk about the weather forecast before we get into it.
Yeah.
So today in Fort Worth, they got approximately 85 inches of rain.
Yeah.
It rained. Like I'm looking.
Noah was out there with the arc.
Yeah. I'm looking at this Tuesday forecast and like it's a quarter inch pretty much from 1 a.m. through 1 a.m. on Wednesday. Much rain.
It's a lot of rain.
So, but after that, it's going to stop raining. And the Thursday forecast has gone back and forth. So to start the week, it was looking like it was going to be really windy for everybody, kind of 25 mile per hour winds. Then this morning, it turned dead calm,
yeah.
Which I was starting to lay some bets. I'm like, okay, I'm kind of formulating how I want to do the card. And then once clearly all my bets were laid and apparently the golfing gods don't like me. Or profiting when I said a player was going to suck and then end up hitting something that on Sunday. The weather forecast changed and it kind of, I think, I don't know if it screws me, but it makes my strategy not that great, which we'll talk about later.
It's not that bad on Thursday. Right, this is not that big of a differential.
So Thursday, it's not a differential, but I had a, you'll see. We'll talk about it.
Okay. All right.
So basically on Thursday, it's going to go from like 7 miles per hour start the day to about 16 of gusts to like 25. It's going to stay like that till about 5 o'clock and then the wind's going to die down. So basically what's going to happen is it seems like guys who go off in the morning towards the later part of the round, they're going to start some wind, and then guys in the afternoon, they're going to start off with wind and then it's going to de-escalate as the afternoon goes on. So
where are you using? Because I just have Fort Worth in my wind finder. Use something more.
Oh, there's some specific navy base across the river that is used.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if you use Fort Worth, it's probably fine. Like it's 5 miles away. It's not gonna be
well. I don't see. Sorry, guys. I don't see the gusts. I mean, the biggest gust I see on Thursday, if I'm just looking at Fort Worth, is 14 at 7 a.m. Other than that, it's like 9, and the highest it gets is 12 at 4.
Are you looking at the hourly?
Yeah.
Then I'll have to send you the screenshot, buddy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's why I asked which one you were using.
Yeah, I see 7 to 13, 6, 28, 14, 20, 14, 21, 8, 13, all the way through the day. Awesome. Okay, so Friday, like a little bit of wind in the afternoon, but not much. Like, I guess maybe a PM AM stack is probably best, but I don't think there's going to be that a dramatic difference. Saturday and Sunday, though, as you described it, is just hell on earth.
Hellscape, baby.
20 to 30 mile per hour winds, high of 97 each day on Saturday, Sunday. God bless anyone who's going to Colonial this week to watch it, because A, you're going to need lots of water. B, probably a gurney to stretch you out of there because you have heat stroke. C, lots of suntan lotion, especially on Sunday. Like, who actually wants to go watch a tournament in this weather? I have no idea.
No way. I wrote the article and I said it's like playing in a convection oven.
Basically, yeah. a really windy convection oven.
Yeah, because the air circulates.
Yeah, so basically it's going to feel like when a nuclear bomb goes off, because that hot wind goes off in your face and then you're eviscerated.
That's it.
Yeah, so. All right, so that's the weather. I think if you can get a 6-6, be proud of yourself, because I think this leaderboard is going to turn over Saturday, Sunday, and you know what? Who knows at that point?
Yeah, let the chips fall where they may at that point.
So. All right. Well, then speaking of that, why don't we go over our outright? So you only had one last night. You had Finau.
Yep.
So why don't you tell us what the rest of your betting card looks like?
So I still got Finau, obviously. So I went with Answer. In reality, just because I was like, all right, I feel fine about him. I don't really want to, I can't go low in this tournament. Like, the numbers were just too low for the guys on the top of the board, like Morikawa and anybody else who I wanted short. So I took Answer, good course history, coming in good form. Clearly the injury's okay. Hoagie at 55. I like Hoagie a lot. Although, listen, as a guy who plays in Florida, you know, if you're a little overweight, man, this shit's gonna wear on him on Saturday and Sunday if he makes it there. You know what I mean? Like,
so hold on a second. Let me stop you on Hoagie.
Sure.
Are you concerned that this is a homecoming event for him?
What do you mean homecoming event?
He went to school at TCU. He's a Fort Worth guy.
Yeah, I don't care. He fucking, I mean, clearly that he likes the party here. Like, he hasn't had a good course history here. So.
Okay. So, like, some guys can, like, say that, hey, it's actually not a great thing to play at home because you're staying in bed and you have family obligations, like, stuff like that.
Yeah, but Hoagie's a degenerate. So he's out hanging out with his boys, fucking playing poker probably late at night. Like, I don't know. Like,
okay, that's not a good thing. You're not helping your case here.
No, but listen, so maybe he is comfortable here, but here's the deal, right? So he won Pebble when his putter caught fire. And his putter caught fire last week. He's trending in the right direction as far as, like, you know, the 19th 2 weeks ago, top 10 this past week. This course should be good for him, right? Like, if you think
theoretically,
theoretically it should be good for him. So, I think Hoagie is a fine player, and whatever, man. I got a kind of a shitty number. I got him at 55. I know there were some longer ones out there, but once again, live in Florida.
Listen, I'm giving you a hard time because I considered him too. He looks very good on the stat model. There's some other things that don't really make sense about it. It's not adding up.
Yeah, I don't get why he doesn't play well here. But listen, man, it's 55-1 like that. I took your boy, Neesmith, 125. I was perfectly fine with that.
Why is he my boy?
Weren't you the one
I said him last night on the DMs?
Last night.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I won't say he's my boy, but
he's not your boy, but you brought him up, and so I dug in a little bit. And I was like, oh, I'm okay with this. Got him at 125. And I got my bomb, Lashley, at 150-1. I got room for another one. I was toying with Gooch after Jeff brought him up. I haven't pulled the trigger on that one yet. I don't know. Okay. What do you think about Gooch?
Well, I'll get to him in a little bit, but I want to talk about Nate Lashley for a second, because you said that, like, he was like 30th and like around the green in this field. Which actually isn't all that impressive, but whatever. It caught my eye. I was like, he doesn't look that good around the green in my numbers. And I actually went back and checked, and I had a data error from the Wells Fargo.
I
don't know if Data Golf ended up recalculating some strokes gained, but a couple guys are off, and he was one of them.
Okay.
So he looks better.
Yeah, he looks much better. So, and look, dude, he's got 3 top 20s in his last 4 events. And I mean, look, he's fine. Like, he's perfectly fine. He doesn't putt well on bent, right? But I mean, listen, man, he's 6,800. He's 150-1. Looked good tee to green, and approach at the Byron Nelson. Played fine at Mexico, which you wouldn't think, right? Cause he's not exceptionally long. And, yeah, man, like, whatever. Like, I didn't even go back to Punta Cana because that doesn't count, right? So from Valero on though, I mean, miscut, 3 top 20s. Yeah, let's go, man. Cheap as fuck. 150-1. Why not?
Okay. All right. So I already said my betting card. I already mentioned Finau. We're both on him. I got 41-1. I just like the course history here. I like how he's trending. He's been hitting the ball really well. I don't need to explain anymore.
Yep.
Webb Simpson, 48-1, who is apparently getting steamed to the moon. I'm happy with my number. I guess I'm happy he's getting steamed. It means sharp big money's on him.
Yeah.
I feel good about the pick. I know you don't, but I was impressed by what I saw. Maybe I saw more on the covers than you did. I was impressed.
I have a web bias anyway. I think he burned me a couple times in a row. So
he did. Yeah. I mean, you had to point on the doll where he hurt you.
That's right.
So yeah. So I'm happy with the number for a guy who has some win equity that has played well here before. And, you know, I don't think if his ball striking's right, like I see all his numbers are trending up, like with the ball striking stuff. So that's encouraging. It was really like a lot of his problems were with the putter, which he got that kind of going last week. He got the irons going. I'm good with it. So yeah. It was him. Gary Woodland, who I actually misspoke. I did not give him 50-1. I got him at 60-1.
Mm.
Yay. So that was great. Patrick Reed, 100-1. I went over the case last night. He should have finished in the top 10. If he finished top 10, he would be a lot more popular. He probably would be not 7,400. He would be 8,000 this week with his course history, the fact that he is irons good, and he just screwed up the last three holes. I think he's close. The only club in his bag that's a PXG now is his driver.
Which is, so, did you see that video? Was it like 2 weeks ago? With the fucking head came flying off of the PXG driver in PG. I don't remember which golfer it was.
Oh, he broke it?
It wasn't him. It was some other PXG golfer. It literally, like, during the swing, the head fucking flew off.
Well, listen, I mean, it costs only $303 retail. They got to save somewhere. It's probably on that shaft.
That's right.
So, all right. So listen, I feel good about Patrick Reed this week. He seems like the type of guy that if I look at the Wikipedia page, he's going to win Colonial. So then I also had Bryson 100-1, and yep. Now I get to save the embarrassment of putting out a betting card with Bryson on it because he would drew today. Thank you. So then I left two spots on my card. So these are the guys I considered. I considered Taylor Gooch at about 40-1.
That's right.
I considered Harold Varner III at 65.
Yeah.
I consider Kevin Na at 60. I consider Munoz at 60-1. And I considered Hoagie at 70-1. I was only going to pick two. I ended up on Gooch.
Okay.
When I dug into the numbers, my concern with him was he had not been driving the ball that great the last couple of months, but he's been driving the ball well his last two tournaments. And combined with the fact that he hit the ball great with his irons, he's a good scrambler, decent bent grass putter, and he's gotten better and better at each Colonial appearance he's been in. I think he finished, what, T14 last year?
Yeah, so
that was enough to sell him for me.
Yeah, he's gone 29th, 43rd, the 14th. He actually ranks 5th around the green in the last 24. And then last week, obviously on a tougher course, gained over 8 tee to green and over 3 on approach. So
yeah, and Taylor Gooch fits like, I feel like in 5 years, I'm looking like he might not be relevant anymore, but I feel like, oh yeah, that, like, you know, he had a little run. They're like a Chris Kirk type, like a guy.
Yeah, I can see
that. You know, Chris Kirk won RSM and then he won Colonial, like something like that. So I picked him. And then I went Munoz at 60-1. And I went back over the last year and a half. He's been really close to winning a couple.
Oh, I'm aware.
John Deere.
Yep. Had him
Byron
there.
Nelson.
I didn't have him there.
This event last year.
Yep.
He played well with Zozo. That was a tough weather tournament.
Yep.
I think he played well at Valero too this year. Yeah, so
he played real well.
Yeah, he's been playing good. Got a lot of things I'm looking for. You know, he's a good driver. Like, he's got some length, but he doesn't get a whole lot. He's pretty accurate too. It's a lot of the same reasons I liked him last week.
Yeah.
Maybe I should go back to him. Hit his irons great. Decent scrambler too. Putts well on bent.
Yep.
And that was enough for me to go off of Hoagie, who had some things I didn't love in the course history. Kevin Na, who, it seems like that's too easy. And who was the third guy? I forget. I forget who the third guy was. Oh, Varner.
Varner.
Yeah. Varner just missed the cut. He appears somewhere else in my betting card. I really like him this week.
Me too.
He lost a tiebreaker for me. So
that's how it works.
So it's Gooch, Finau, Simpson, Woodland, Munoz, and Reed.
Okay. So I got room for one more, maybe two.
Okay.
Maybe.
Any that I said that sold you, and why is it Webb Simpson?
It's fucking not Webb Simpson. So I don't know, man. I love Muniz, and he's on my card. I think I've had him twice when he's choked it away, at least twice. So I don't know if I can get back there on him. I can't get the number you have on Reed. I like HV3, but can he actually close? I don't know.
Well, I mean, he did win an event this year, and it was a windy tournament.
Listen, you're talking. Listen, he's Capper's guys, right? So like he's I mean, look, it took like an 84-foot eagle putt, right? I mean, listen, winning is winning, right? I'm not taking that away. But once again, I think winning is a skill. So I don't know. Yeah, I gotta think about those guys. I think I'll probably tail you on one of them.
Okay. All right. Well, then we'll look forward to your final betting card tomorrow. Anybody you regret betting?
No, because I bet so fucking late. I regret like some of the numbers I have, but no, like whatever. It is okay. What it is.
No, I feel good about my card too. I like that I didn't go too far up the board. I like that I stayed in the middle tier.
Yeah.
I only spent about 1.1 units, so I got plenty of room to play with this weekend because I think some shit might get hairy and crazy.
You have no idea what's going to happen on the weekend.
Right.
And
then,
and tomorrow the weather could change. Who the fuck
knows? Yeah, exactly. So I like where I'm at. You know, if I go live on somebody, I'll post in Slack. So we'll see.
That's right. That's why you got to come to the Slack channel, baby.
Exactly. All right. Why don't we take another break and then we'll go over matchups.
Sounds good. Listen, so Sleeper is the fastest growing fantasy platform with millions of players. You probably already have a fantasy league on there, and I use it for my dynasty league. It's a game-changing product, unlike anything else in the industry, and now you can make money on Sleeper 2 by playing their new over-under game. Super simple. First, any sport, choose two or more players that you like and pick the over-under. Then choose the amount of money you want to enter in the contest. You pick correctly, you can win anywhere between 2 and 20 times the money you put in. And the main reason I'm excited about the Over-Under Sleeper is it's the only app where I can join my buddies' contest and play together. It's got a built-in group chat where I can see and copy my friends' picks with a tap of a button. It's insanely fun to ride it out together or go the other way. So listen, stop what you're doing and download Sleeper now download Sleeper now to play their new over-under game. Have fun with your friends and make some money too. So make sure you go on make sure you join our listener group on Sleeper at sleeper.com/SGP. And Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's right. Join our squad and get 100% deposit match on sleeper.com/SGP.
Okay. Matchup time. Capper, why don't you go first? What's the first matchup you love this week?
Morikawa over Hovland.
Okay.
And it's even.
All right. So you're not concerned about Morikawa in the win then?
I mean, his course history here kind of negates that for me.
Okay, in COVID year was calm, last year was calm.
I know, but I just don't believe. I know, I think Hovland even gained strokes around the green last week, but I just still don't trust it. I trust Morikawa more than Hovland, and I really don't have any action at the top of the board, right? I mean, other than that, I mean, I got one guy that I got a top 20 number on that was pretty decent, so I took that. But yeah, I like Morikawa here. Yeah, I don't trust Hovland at all. Like his biggest weapon is his driver, and he's not good around the green. I know he can club down and do it.
His irons too.
I know, but I guess when I think about,
he's literally a top 5 iron player in the world.
I know, but when I think about like
just details, I know.
No. When I think about Hovland, like just think about how straight he can hit the fucking ball, or you know what I mean, or bend it when he wants to, and it's so long. Like I never worry about Hovland off the tee. You know what I mean? But if he misses a green here, I do think he can fuck up, right? He's a great putter too, though. So listen, it's even. I wanted some piece of Morikawa. I couldn't get there on the bets, and I don't know if I'm going to play him in DFS yet. So I wanted Morikawa on it, and that was the matchup I wanted. So that's why I took.
Okay. All right. So the first matchup, I'm going to start with Gary Woodland, my first matchup. And obviously I bet him outright. So there's a lot of reasons why I like him. He's got a great course history. He hit the ball relatively well for 3 rounds and he just faded over on Sunday. Yeah. Overall, though, solid driver. I feel confident with him in the win. He's up against Cameron Tringali, who doesn't have a really good course history here. He's made a bunch of cuts, but he has a very high finishes. I know he's playing a little better lately. The iron's been doing well, but, you know, struggling a little bit around the greens, losing strokes off the tee. But yeah. I've been ice cold and I've been terrible in matchups. And one of the things I said I'd do this week, I would go the opposite way when I have an instinct. And what's probably going to end up happening is Tringali is probably going to suck, but make the cut on the number. And Woodland is going to probably bogey the last hole to miss it on the number. And Tringali wins. So I'm going Tringali -110 over Woodland. Just fade my handicap. We are doing that this week, baby, because something's going to change.
All right. So I actually went with Hoagie over Tringali.
Okay.
And for all the reasons you said, right? Struggles around the green. He's a mad golfer. I know he, like, I think he's top 15 or top 20 at RBC. But other than that, it's always T40, T60. His stupid hand wave is irritating to watch on fucking TV. And for all the reasons I like Hoagie to win outright, like, yeah, I'm going to take him against a meh golfer in my brain. And I got it at -115. So okay. not even too much juice.
So you know what? Maybe we both can win.
Maybe.
You know, Hoagie finishes, you know, decent with a T42. Nice. Tringali finishes T72 after bombing out over the weekend, and Woodland misses the cut.
Okay.
There you go. We're all winners.
All right. Everybody wins.
Exactly. All right. My second matchup. So obviously I said some glowing praise with Taylor Gooch. I love how he hit the ball. He finished T14 last year. I mentioned I didn't really like Billy Horschel yesterday in the DFS show. Just everything's just kind of meh, you know, it's kind of just flatlining a little bit. Maybe I got some Billy Horschel fatigue. But once again, I am going to betray my instincts because Billy Horschel kind of just has some mad, like, top 35 finishes. And I'm going to go Billy Horschel -105 for Taylor Gooch. Just, again, full fade Steve this week.
Bro, I got Gooch -110 over Billy Ho.
All right. Here we go. This is going to be great.
This is fucking hilarious.
I literally just said why you like it, and then I'm going the complete opposite way.
Yeah, no, you're right. And the funny thing is I fucking hate betting against Billy Ho because he's such a pain in the dick when you don't have money on him.
Cocksucker. He's going to gain like 8 strokes putting this week.
Yeah, probably. You're right. But listen, I like Gooch over Billy, and I don't know. I can't root for Billy. Even though he actually does a lot of nice stuff up here in Northeast Florida. Like he has a good charity and things like that. And like he does a lot for the community, but watching him is annoying. And fuck it. I don't care. It's like Gooch. I can't believe you're doing this. I can't believe you're going doing this. It's weird. All right. But I'm going Gooch over Billy -115. All right.
You know, you got to change something up. Like when you got the shanks, you move the change over to the right hand pocket. Yeah.
That's right.
Exactly. All right. Let's go with third matchup. So let's start with Davis Riley. I really like Davis Riley this week. I just love how he's playing. Young stud kid. He's got 3 top 15s in a row. Lost at Valspar. This is a kid on the up and up. I mean, you look at the numbers recently, hitting the shit out of the ball off the tee, combination of length and accuracy, hit his irons well. He's putting well too. It's his debut. I think he's going to show well. And you know, with Matt McNeely, just again, kind of the downs. That trending down tee to green, trending down with the irons. He's been kind of staying afloat with the putter. Actually, no, I'm sorry. That was Denny McCarthy. Where's Matt McNeely? I'm sorry. Okay. My apologies. No, trending down tee to green, trending down off the tee, then staying afloat with the putter. Hey, Denny McCarthy's just poor man Matt McNeely at this point.
He really is.
But once again, I'm going to betray my instincts, and Matt McNeely, somehow, some way, has done very well at this golf course, and I'm going to go Matt McNeely -120 over Davis Riley.
Okay.
I'm fine with it. Even though I love Riley this week, but literally just George Costanza week.
All right, let's see if this wacky shit works. I feel
it's
like
probably not. I mean, I feel like
this is the week you sweep if you win the right way.
But you know what? Here's the thing, listener. Okay. I just gave a full breakdown of each one. If you trust it, then go with it. If you think I'm just a clown the last 2 months failing my matchups and you're just sick of it, I am throwing you a lifeboat here by saying I am giving you the full opportunity to go the opposite of the handicap because I'm doing it myself. Okay? So there you go. Choose your own adventure, guys.
Choose your own adventure.
It's probably going to go 1-1-1, to be honest.
Look it up, kids.
All right,
wild man.
What do you have? Any others you like?
I like Todd over Knox.
That's gross.
I know. That's why I like it. Yeah, I don't trust Knox.
Wasn't Knox a first round leader here recently? The last couple of years. Oh, at Byron Nelson he was.
Yeah. Not here. No. And listen, I like Knox. You know, I bet on Knox and things like that. But listen, Todd's got.
He's been kind of good lately, though.
He's been fine. I'm getting plus money for Todd. This is one of those just. I'm just trusting it. My eyes, when I went through it, my eyes were like, yeah, I want that. I want plus money with Todd against Knox. Like, he's gonna, like, this is a Brendan Todd course, right? He might be washed. It's still a Brendan Todd course, so I feel like he can knock his way around here and be okay.
All right. It's kind of a Russell Knox course, too, but okay.
Maybe. I feel like.
Actually, he's got better, Knox has better course history than Todd.
I don't know.
Actually, that's a verifiable fact.
No. I don't mean that. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. Like, whatever. I bet on Todd.
Just numbers.
Yeah, just numbers. Don't mean. Yeah. Listen, I only use them when it helps my argument.
Exactly. Okay. Anything else?
No, those are the only matchups I got.
Okay. All right. Why don't we take another break and we'll go over positionals.
All right. Well, listen, sweaty sack summer is approaching and it's time for you to prioritize the comfort of your crotch. That's why the kings of crotch comfort, Manscaped, has spent 2 years designing the most comfortable boxer briefs out there. I've had the honor of testing out these new boxers and I can say it's the softest fabric of any underwear. So breathable that it's like gills for your groin. They even trademarked the jewel pouch so you know it's serious. It's time you invest in your family jewels. So let your bulge breathe and get 20% off plus free shipping when you use promo code SGP at manscaped.com. Listen, I've already told you boys, it's getting miserably hot down here in Florida, and I was going to golf on Thursday. And if I am going to golf on Thursday, I'm definitely wearing these things because, listen, golf's hot enough without balls sticking to your thigh, okay? So, listen, and don't forget about this, all you single guys. If you're on a date and your partner sees that Manscaped on the waistband of your underwear, it's almost guaranteed to raise some eyebrows and act like a billboard on the highway to Pleasure Town. That is thanks to their Lawnmower 4.0. Their best electric trimmer for below the waist grooming, and the trimmer offers skin safe technology designed to trim loose hair on the skin. And outside of ball trimming, they're now focusing efforts on helping you put those thigh slappers in other ways with the game changing boxers, which include features like the jewel pouch designed to cradle your boys in their own special space lined with perforated performance fabric to keep them well ventilated. Basically, just imagine your balls sipping pina coladas, chilling on a hammock on a tropical beach, and the micro model fabric is buttery soft and breathable to keep your cucumber cool. Walk, run, strut, these moisture wicking boxers breathe without breaking a sweat. The tagless waistband hugs your body without digging in and lays flat against your skin to reduce chafing. The front fly opening gives easy access to make bathroom breaks quick and efficient. You can choose from arrangement sizes from small to 3X. So get 20% off and free shipping with promo code SGP at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with code SGP at manscaped.com. Once the boxers 2.0 touch your sack, you'll never go back.
All right, positional time. I'll give you a little bit of a break. That was a long
entry. Thank you.
All right. So I don't have any top 10s. I didn't see any that just seemed like layups. So I just went to the top 20 market. I kind of need to use this on guys that I like this week. Didn't get there on the outright. So Sungjae Im, considered him outright. What held me back was I just don't know what he's going to be like. Come back. Maybe he starts off slow and then progresses through the week. But I have nothing bad to say about him at this course. He's got a top 10. I know he's going to keep it a play off the tee. Irons can be a little up and down, but I've seen a lot of peak performances over the last couple months. Good putter on bent. So I got him at top 20 plus 160. I like the number. I think that's pretty reasonable for Sungjae in his return, finishing T12 or something.
Absolutely.
All right. Second one, I said I consider Kevin Na as a outright. I just can't get there. I feel like it just seems like it's too obvious. But I feel like he's going to play well. Irons have been great. He played better, I think, than his final result on the PGA. He screwed up a little bit on Sunday, but he was hanging around the top 25 all week. I think they can do that again this week at a golf course that he's done very well at. Again, hitting his irons great. He's going to keep him play off the tee. He won a Windy Colonial. I think this is going to be, you know, he can do that again. Kevin Na top 20 plus 250. Nice. And then Harold Varner III. Again, I like him a lot. Like, this was a guy that I looked a lot at how these guys are doing with their irons and with their around the green game coming in. He's one of the leaders, at least in the short term. Yeah. So it automatically makes the top of my list. Yep. I know he can do it in windy conditions because he won in Saudi, and that was over the weekend. It was really windy that week. Yeah. Didn't get there on the outright, but I think he's going to play well. I also like that he lost strokes putting last week. I think that's going to rebound. Harold Varner III, top 20 plus 250.
Nice. Like okay. It.
What about you?
All right. I got one top 10. I got Spieth at plus 180.
What?
Yeah. Plus 180. I told you. Like, that was the only one I could lay. Like, listen, everything screams that he's going to do good here. Everything. But you don't like it?
No, I don't like that. I didn't have that.
Oh, do I have the better number now?
Yay! That was even close. That was like plus even one. Odds and everything else.
Yeah, exactly. Plus 180.
That must have been an error. He is literally Mr. Colonial. Like he's coming in dog shit form, good form.
Yep.
And he just cranks out like top 15 finishes.
Yeah. Plus 180 is what I have. So that was an auto bet. For all the reasons that we know, right? Fucking great form, great course history here. Yeah. Plus 180. If it was a mistake, sorry, bunch of luck, local. But the bet is late.
You're like the golden retriever with like, you know, the shoe in his mouth, just wagging his tail, all happy to the owner.
I am. I never beat you on a number ever. Ever. All right.
That's
so
pretty good. All right. Okay. Continue.
All right. So that was the only top 10 I laid because I don't like top 10s. I just happened to be scrolling through and I was like, what?
I'm rubbing off on you.
I scrolled back. Oh, you definitely are. And I scrolled back. I scrolled back up to be like, was it a top five at 180? I was like, top 10. Scroll back down one more time. Okay. Back up, back down, lay in the bed.
Okay.
So, all right. So top 20s could be start becoming a problem for me.
So. To lay it out before you go through them all, you said before the show, you have 8 and you're considering how many more?
No, I got 2, 4, 6. Oh, no, I do have 8. Yeah, I have 8. I have 8 and I was considering 2 more, but I just realized it was Spieth at plus 130 and I already have him at the top 10.
Wait, so hold on a second.
Yeah.
So the top 20 is plus 130 and the top 10 is only plus 180?
Yeah, that seems like a mistake.
That's a mistake.
Yeah, I'll bet them both. Fuck it. Okay. What's funny is because that's the one I didn't bet. It's off to the side. All right. So I'm with you on HB3. I have him at 250 as well for all the reasons you like. I mean, look, he's good. And yeah, I think this is the type of shit that I feel like will be his first like U.S. soil win, right? Like this type of course fits everything he does. And then I get Kokrak top 20 at plus 180. Right. Obviously, good course history here, decent form. I think it's a really good number. You already talked about Riley, young stud, like obviously showing really good form. If it wasn't for Cam Young, he would definitely be in the talks for rookie of the year. I get him at plus 190 for a top 20. Answer plus 170, top 20. Yes, please. Like I'll take that because I have him as an outright. I'm going to try to put all my outrights now, like, especially if I'm getting these, because I've never had access to numbers. Like, usually, like, if I go to my other books, answers, like, either has a minus in front of it or it's, like, even, or, you know what I mean? Like, so it's not worth it. It wasn't worth it for me. And then I like the case you made for Neesmith last night, plus 370, top 20. I'm taking my boy Lashley for all the reasons I've already talked about, plus 450. Like, that hits. I'm very happy. Muniz at plus 220. Probably this is where I talked about. I know he's cursed and I couldn't fit him anywhere else in my card. I didn't want to bet him outright. I take the back. I have one more spot. But Fleetwood at plus 170. He's just playing too good of golf now to just leave off your card. I consider it a top 20, but what's funny is I did the same exact thing with fucking Spieth. I looked at it and the top 10 was only like plus 210. I was like, I'll just take the top 20 at plus 170. So,
all right. So you got Fleetwood, Kokrak, Anser, Riley, Neesmith, Lashley, Munoz. Who was the last one?
Fleetwood, Muniz, Lashley, Neesmith, Anser, Kokrak, HV3.
Oh, Varner. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I think you probably need to clear
three
of 8.
And if Lashley hits, I don't even need to do that.
What, you just bet the same on every one?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. All right. I don't do that, but okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to say of those, Lashley's going to blow it. Neesmith's going to blow it. Kokrak's gonna blow it.
Okay.
Answer's gonna blow it.
Really? Did you bet Answer outright?
No.
Okay.
And I think you'll hit 3. I think you're gonna hit 3.
Okay. Because I was toying with Ad and Spieth, but that doesn't count. But Palmer at 3-1. I was thinking about. Yeah,
you're paying for the heritage. Texas heritage, not the RBC heritage.
I know, and that's why it's like, yeah. So that's why I haven't laid that one yet.
Okay.
But he no bueno for him. He did not look good last week.
He looked good at Byron Nelson, though.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have access to top 40s this week or no?
Nope. That went away.
How'd you do with those, by the way?
I think I did all right.
Okay.
I think it went 2-3, I think.
pretty good. See? You got a little taste.
Yeah, a little taste. We might get them fucking four times a year. Awesome. It's like mushroom. Right. He lived up in New England.
All right. So I have three top 40s. I didn't mention, you questioned me why I didn't mention him on the DFS show. Listen, I do like Doug Gibb.
Okay.
Decent course history here, hitting the ball well. You know, he keeps it in play off the tee. He scrambled well lately, and his iron is pretty good too. So top 40 on him plus 170. I like that. Yeah. Listen, I understand that I think JT Poston sucks. And I always criticize you for using him, but I'm using him this week because I like what I saw.
Like it.
If he makes the weekend, I think that's the type of player that's going to hang around because it's going to turn into just, all right, an up and down game.
Yep.
And he's pretty good at that. He's like a really poor man's like Patrick Reed, I feel like. Like extremely poor man's Patrick Reed. So top 40 on him plus 200. And then Steve Nieger, kind of the same build. Like I just need him to play the weekend. He's been hitting his irons good, so maybe that'll carry him to it. Again, if this kind of turns into a rock fight, I can see him just climb up the leaderboard with, you know, with the getaway getting up and down. He already showed he can play well in bad weather with his performance at TPC Potomac. Top 40 plus 225 on Steven Yeager. Keep the train rolling.
Like it.
All right. Why don't we take another break and then we'll get into our last little bit of props.
All right. Sounds good. Listen. Athletic Greens has the AG1 supplement. So what is this stuff? With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day, right? This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, nervous system, immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, aging, all the things. So it costs you less than $3 a day, and you're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew habit. AG1 supports better sleep quality and recovery, and has over 7,000 five-star reviews. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you got to do is visit athleticgreens.com/SGP. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/SGP to take ownership over your health and pick the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Okay. So for the first time in over a month, I actually come prepared to the show with first round leans because
let's go.
Well, think about what we've had. We had Heritage.
Yep.
And then it was a Zurich, and we both said fuck off to the Zurich. It was Mexico with no course history, so I said you just on your own.
Yep.
We had, what was after that? Potomac?
Potomac, yeah.
No, it wasn't Potomac.
Yeah, it was CPC Potomac.
Well, all right, it was Potomac. And that was basically a new course.
Yeah.
So I said you're on your own.
Yep.
Then we had Byron Nelson.
Yep.
Only had 1 year history, you're on your own.
Yep.
Then we had Southern Hills.
Yep.
You're on your own.
Yep.
But now we have Colonial, where we have a lot of history. So I can finally talk about some trends that I've seen. And
let's go.
So whenever I look at this, I look at where they started and what hole. So let's talk about AMPM. There are 17 guys since 2012. That's far back I could find the Google machine of all tee time. That were ahead of share of first round leader. 9 of them started in the AM, 8 of them in the PM. So basically a 50-50 split. Probably comes down to weather at that point.
Yep.
Don't really see much of a difference. Well, my hole is 1 in 10. Now, you had the theory that starting off on 10 had a big advantage.
Yeah.
And you're right. Since 2012, it's 11 to 6. But over the last 5 years, it's been basically 50-50. I don't know if that's because equipment's better now. Because, you know, guys just hit it longer and straighter off the tee. They're not getting as much trouble on one where they can actually make birdie more.
Yeah.
Might be that. And considering the weather, it doesn't seem like there's going to be a big split, I think, on Thursday as far as, like, one wave or the other. I think you kind of go with a balanced approach. Just go with some of the guys you like. You know, mix them up, like, you know, AM, PM, 10, 1. You know, kind of scatter the boards with the guys you like and go from there. All right, so what are the ones you like?
So it's always my guys, right? So, I mean, you got to play your guys with this shit. So I'm actually on Fleetwood. First round leader at TPC not too long ago. I'll take that. Diamond, he's a guy who can always start out hot, fits the course pretty well. Muniz, because fuck it, play him every week. Just hit him fucking 70-1 2 weeks ago. Take that. Gooch as well, HV3. Riley, Spieth, because I feel like when I don't bet Spieth, it's almost like a hedge against my other guys, because if I don't bet Spieth for first round leader, he's minus 10. His course history here, he could absolutely come out on fire. If his putter is anywhere close to 12 handicap putter. And then I threw your boy Neesmith in there, and I got room for a couple more. I'm debating between Lashley, Woodland, Answer, and Palmer. So I got 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, so I got room for 3 more because I do 10 every week. That's my limit. That's what I do.
Okay. All right, so let's pull back the curtain a little bit. Let's go back to last week.
Yep.
So I don't usually play first round leaders. I think it's a negative EV move. I've never really been into that game.
So fun.
But on the majors, I always give out first round leaders. And on the betting show, I gave out Rory.
You did?
And of course, I didn't bet it.
Nope.
And you didn't give it out that day, but then mm-hmm. you put it on your card. Mm-hmm. And guess who got all the glory? You did, sir, even though.
It's because I laid the bet, sir.
All right, well, congratulations. You got the idea from me. You got all the glory while I took all the bows under the stage and Robert to end here.
That's right.
You know that reference, by the way?
Yes.
There we go. So you know what? I said, fuck it.
You going to get down this week, baby?
I'm getting down. I'm getting into
Let's
fucking
go!
You guys have been having fun without me. It's time. So here's what I did. And now my logic for it is kind of flawed. When I made the first round leader bets, it looked like dead calm. And I saw that it rained a shit ton on Tuesday. I'm like, that's going to be a soft golf course. I want really good iron players. You don't have to be the best putter, but you know what? He's got to find a little bit of magic. Just hit the shit out of the ball. Hit it close. Maybe I'll get lucky. So I basically got a lot of ball strikers here without who can't really putt. Then I saw the wind. But you know what? We'll see. It's still going to be soft. So that's why I gravitated to Kawa Morikawa, because I thought it was going to be really soft. It was no wind.
Yeah.
And I got a 30-1 first round leader. Same thing with Hovland, but he actually is a good putter too. I think if it's really soft and maybe he can get lucky with the wind, he'd just go fire at pins and just catch fire. Card a lot of birdies. So Morikawa 31, Hovland 33-1. I took Answer at 45-1. Even though I don't really like him a whole lot, I do see that he's really accurate. He's going to be hitting up from the fairway a whole lot. He's hitting his irons a little better, and he's been putting really well. If he just hit a bunch of greens, I feel like he can get out of the first round lead, maybe continue the hot streak. 45-1 on him.
Yep.
Chris Kirk, 50-1. Grace course history. You know, one of the reasons I almost bet him outright too is I remember last year after Stewart Cink at the Masters did really well, and then he went to RBC Heritage, a golf course he dominates at. With good vibes, I have winning.
Yep.
Maybe Chris Kirk can do that again this week. Like, all right, I played really good last week. Now I'm going to Colonial. Like, I'm close. I'm going to play well. Maybe gets out to a hot start. 50-1 to Chris Kirk.
Like it.
Davis Riley, 55-1. I know I fade him in the matchup, but I just believe the kid's talent. I think he'd make a lot of birdies, and maybe this is like his coming out party.
Yep.
55-1 on him. Kevin Kisner, 75-1. Former winner here. Hit his irons a little better lately, too. I know he's going to keep in the fairway, so if he hits a lot of good iron shots, gets hot with the putter, I like him to get out to a nice, you know, lead, 75-1 on him.
Yep.
Cameron Tringali, like, that's another guy I'm going to need to keep in the fairway, but he's been hitting his irons great, and he's got Ryan a hot putter, too. He got out to a good start last year at Colonial. I think he was within, like, 3 of the lead after day one. Just 80-1 on him. CT Pan, 9-1. Maybe paying back everybody got screwed over at Byron Nelson with him.
That means I have to bet him then.
Well, I mean, like, that's a guy who I feel like is going to hit the hell out of his irons. And if he just hits it really close every time, just curds a lot of birdies with him. And then I'm also on Neesmith at 100-1 and Damon at 125-1.
Let's go.
There we go.
Let's
finally
go.
Jump in.
Welcome to the party, baby.
Thank you. Thank you. Is there still refreshments available or do I have to BYOB?
There's always refreshments. Always refreshments.
All right, there you go.
We hit so many of them around here. The pantry's always full.
Okay. All right. One and done. Do you want to go first? Because I have to see who I picked this week. I forget.
Yeah, so I didn't have really anybody who I wanted to pick. Right? So, because I've already used Finau. Already used Gooch. I guess I can use Answer.
Yeah, you could.
I could. Yeah. I think I'll go Answer. Fuck it. I'll go Answer. I don't know if I'm actually going to pick Answer. I don't make my decision on fucking one and done until last minute. I can go Hoagie. Okay. I can go. Well, how much is Answer left? 61%.
Talking about the Mayo Cup?
Yeah, yeah. Because, yeah. 60. I could use Morikawa.
You really want to use Morikawa this week?
Not really. I want to wait for Brookline.
Okay.
I could use Scotty. I don't know
if you could use Scotty.
He's only 45% available.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Is he done winning?
I don't know. I don't think so. He didn't look great last week, but whatever.
All right.
Yeah, fuck it. I don't know. It'll be between Morikawa and Scheffler probably. So I want, the press is pretty decent here, so I don't want to use a scrub.
I mean, you should just pick the guy who's just gonna, you think is gonna finish high. Like, it doesn't really matter with purse.
Dude, I need a win.
We all need wins.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So let's pick a guy you bet outright then.
That would be answer or some scrubs because I've already used Finau.
Then pick answer then.
I like to kind of hedge with my one and done.
You're so soft. Okay.
Not with Cam Smith. I hit that both. I don't do it all the time, but on a tournament like this where I have a better feel about like the matchups of the positionals than I do the outright winner on this one.
Well, you know what? I just called you soft, and that actually worked out aces for me doing that last week because everyone had that outright error to you. So I picked Zalatoris, who was on my betting card. He finished second.
Yeah, there you go. All right. So, go.
All right. Maybe I should switch it then. No, I'll go back to my old roots. I jumped up pretty big in the Mayo Cup. I went to 393, back in the money. I just feel good about Finau. I haven't used him this week. I think, 60% of the pools already used him?
Yep.
So I'm going to go Finau, one and done. However, in our pool, that is now a four-horse race.
Yep.
Thanks to my buddy Jay.
Fuck you, Jay.
Getting the winner and me getting Zalatoris in second. We were the only two that had those guys. Four-horse race. So yep. I've already used Finau in that. I have a decision to make because I need to keep up with you guys.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't really look at that one yet.
Shows how much you care.
I care. I got other shit going on, Steve.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's four horses with only two positions pay, so.
Yeah, I know.
It's important. We're not tournaments.
Jay overtook. Oh, Jeff. Jay's way up there now.
Yeah, because he got 2.6 million or something.
Oh, he's only 800 in front of me. That's fine. That's easy. Okay. 600. Oh, 800. Yeah, that's fine. Right. You're only 400,000 behind me.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we need to take this down for the pod.
All right. Maybe we'll start conspiring against those two.
That's fine. I'm all about collusion. Let's go.
There we go. No collusion. All right. Let's take one more ad break, and then we'll get out of here.
As you know, that browsing online using a cognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy. That's right. Without ad security, you might as well give away all your data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why I use IPVanish VPN to make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the Internet. IPVanish helps you safely browse the Internet by encrypting 100% of your data. That means your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Ted Cruz, even your physical location will be hidden. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. You can use IPVanish on unlimited devices without sacrificing on your speed. Whether I'm at home or in public, I don't go online without using IPVanish. And they're offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's like getting 9 months for free. It's super easy to use. Tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know it's on. So stop sharing with the world everything you stream, search, and buy. Take your privacy back with a brand rate of 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to IPVanish.com/SGP and use your promo code SGP and claim 70% off savings. That's IPVanish.com/SGP. All right. You got anything else, homie?
Yeah, I got one more thing. Just
got
something that just occurred to me. So listen, we're recording this tonight. There was the terrible shooting down in Texas. It's just horrible. If you're a dad, that hits close to home. So look, if you make some money this week, if you don't make some money, regardless, you know, I'm sure there's going to be some, you know, fundraiser or something set up for something down there. Give a little bit of your winnings, even your losses or something. Just donate what you can because there's some families hurting tonight. And, you know, I'm sure anything you probably do can help.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this, what, 18 gone now. The unimaginable pain of sending your kid to school where they're supposed to be protected and safe. And to have this happen is just, I can't imagine the shock that these parents are going through.
Yeah, man.
So yeah, maybe we can find a decent link and tweet it out and try to get some money down there. Money's not going to help anything, but maybe if it's just like meals and things like that, you know, when you lose somebody, it's, you know, people like to send food because it's the last thing you're worried about. And yeah, man, it's just an awful time. Shitty time to be alive. Hopefully those cocksuckers in Senate and Congress and these assholes who we elect to represent us actually, do something, but who fucking knows? Probably won't, like always. Same simulation every day. So hug your kids, hug your loved ones. Other than that, you know, it's gambling on golf. It's nothing serious, but, you know, it is what it is. So, yeah, seriously, go hug your kids. Good night. And that's it.